أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر له إلى آخر الآية. The translation is, say, certainly my Rabb spreads out, gives more, spreads out the provision, the rizq for him whom he wishes from his slaves and makes it less for some. And whatever you spend that is for the sake of Allah, he will replace it and he is the best of providers. Note, both wealth and poverty are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not spending on others will not bring wealth and spending will not cause poverty. Whatever is spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall definitely be rewarded in the akhirah and in this life also. A hadith sharif says, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my slaves, I have given my gifts to you out of my kindness and I have asked you for a loan. So whoever gives me a loan happily, I shall repay him in this world and also save it for him in the akhirah. As for him who does not give me happily, I shall take back by force what I have given him. But if he is patient after the loss, hoping to be rewarded for that, I shall make it my duty to shower blessings on him. I shall record his name from the properly guided people and give him the chance to see me on the day of Qiyamah. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has fixed a reward even for him who does not spend happily but remains patient when some of his wealth is taken away from him. Even though such a person does not deserve any reward because he is unhappy in giving anything away in sadaqah. There is no limit to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered upon the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining this ayat, said, whatever you spend on your family and close ones without wasting or being a miser will be recorded as spending for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that anything spent on a person's family, which is allowed by Sharia, besides spending on buildings or on sins, will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith sharif says that every act of kindness counts as sadaqah. Anything spent on yourself and your family will also count as sadaqah. And all that is spent according to the Sharia and to protect your honor shall count as sadaqah. Subhanallah.